It's beginning of Channel 2 over. Beginning of Channel 2 over and a continuation of the visit with this Tuesday morning, the 25th of August, 1970. And Coleman is here now. We're talking about his dog, and this is the beginning of Channel 2 over. The beginning of Channel 2 over this Tuesday morning, the 25th of August, 1970. Miss Daisy's visit, and Coleman is here. This beginning of Channel 2 over, beginning of Channel 2 over, in the middle of this long visit with Miss Daisy, this Tuesday morning, the 27th of August, 1970.
He got two.
Yeah.
About that high.
And keep them fat, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he trained them just like him.
Yeah.
Do nothing but walk the road.
And he don't buy feed for him.
No, I say he don't work enough to buy feed for him.
He must be getting them somewhere, though.
So I just wonder, what do we feed them? They must eat what they eat.
Yeah, I guess so.
Maybe they have something they don't like and give it to the dog. Yeah. I don't know nothing about them.
No.
But I do know the dog's fat.
Yeah.
And healthy.
Yes. Yeah, he don't need them.
He could get some scraps over there at the barn.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. I don't think you can get anything over there now. I think they had some kind of little falling out there.
Yeah.
I don't think now you can get anything there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he gets to drinking, he makes like he crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So he was over there one day to tell me he had a rifle, something he ain't never had no business with.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why he got it and how come he got it. But somebody said when he got his Social Security, his first check, that's when he got this rifle, high power rifle. So they was over there one day and he got mad with Buddy and Emmett. He was out there talking and saying anything he would have told him going home. Get his gun, he's going to come back and kill them all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mr. Rogers was in the house, but he heard everything. When he got back with the gun, Mr. Rogers met him at the door. So he turns it off and give me that gun. So he handed to him. The gun stayed over there. I don't know how long, but he said Mr. Rogers told him this. He said, when I see the law and find out, do you have a right to tow the gun like this? He said, then I'll give it back to you. Maybe said, but if you ever get it back, you better not bring it over here no more to kill nobody. If you do, I'm gonna take it and I might kill you. So he kept it there long time, but I see the author with it one day last week. So I don't know where the law gave it back to him, how he got it back.
And
I heard him shooting it down there day before yesterday.
Oh, he's shooting squirrels.
Squirrels.
He'll send out the squirrels for us.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
And I don't think he killed none yet.
Hadn't hit one yet?
I don't think he killed none yet. But he ain't told it.
Mm-hmm.
If he did, if he had a kill them, he'd have told.
Mm-hmm.
Just like here one evening, he was coming from down there. He said it was a coon out there in that ditch by your mailbox. He said his coon growled at him. And there was him, Bessie, Jane, David, all of them. I didn't go out there myself. out there fooling around with the coon. He called his dog to put the dog on the coon. The dog go out there and roll to lay down. So the coon find it left. I don't know which way he went. And nothing. So I said to him, I said, y'all, all of y'all out there. And then couldn't kill a coon with a stick.
Mm-hmm.
He said, he was mad. Say, I started by and he jumped at me and growled. I said, a stick will kill a mab as good as a little one, ain't it? But I wasn't going up on him.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't know where the coon went. But I thought they're so sorry. They stayed out there about 25 or 30 minutes,
yeah.
And the coon was right down the ditch.
Well, now in your time, you've come up against coons and had a stick or things like that.
Yeah. But you see, I didn't have nothing to do with them. Somebody would go out there in the woods and kill them and bring them to my house.
But you know they could kill them.
Yes.
Yes, you can kill them with a stick or whatever.
I've killed many
in steel traps. I used to catch them with steel traps.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yes, I've killed many one. They just stick no long in that. You used to slap him by his head there, you know, to move.
My children, they used to find them in hollers, in daytime. And they'd pull around there with sticks until they get that thing out there. Bust his brains out and bring him home. You know, if you ain't got no nerve, you can't do nothing.
Sure.
If you scared, you can't do nothing but try to get away from there. But my boys wasn't scared. They ain't till the day.
No, yeah, a rattlesnake is saying a lot of people are scared to kill them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're easy to kill if you hit them around the head. Rattlesnake.
He don't move after you hit him.
No.
He give right up.
Knock him out of the
way. Is that right?
Yes.
You've seen it done?
I've done that many times.
You've done it yourself.
Yes. Killing many. I don't never leave one unless it's in a place that I can't get to him. If I'd be going home now and run up on one, if anyone has to get a stick, I'd kill him before I leave. I don't ever let one get away unless it's someplace, you know, where he's there and I can't get in there to him, you know. Because, you know, I ain't going to put myself in no jam to try to
get. You ain't going to pin yourself to kill him.
Kill him, that's true. But I generally kill everyone I find. And I ain't never found one yet where he didn't see me before I see him, because he'd be done stop crawling. Just laying just still, just like his days.
Well, do he see you or hear you?
Yeah, I guess it, I say see, I don't know. He must be.
I don't know.
Well, now, I tell you what you can do. I have done that and I didn't see him. You can walk right by his head. If you don't see him, if your feet don't touch against him, he won't bite you. But this time you see him, then look like he gets mad. He must be, you know, when you see him. You get his quarrel then.
I've heard of that. People walk right by him.
Well,
didn't move.
I did that many times. Walk right by him. He stretched out there. Well, in fact, when I walked by him, I didn't see him, you know, until after I hadn't got past him. But if you don't strike against them, they won't move. Just lay right there.
Lord, I laughed at my grandchildren and they dead. You know, last year, wasn't it, the year before last, he found that great big one down here in front of Arthur Kemp's house.
Right.
Oh, he was a creep. So, him and the children was on the truck. So some of the children said, Dad, I said, look at that snake. Yeah, I said, Mama, that's a rattlesnake. I said, but it is. Said, yeah. The dad is killing. I ain't got nothing to kill him with. So Samuel said, well, stop the truck so I can hunt something to kill him with. And he was about halfway across the road coming out of Arthur's yard.
Yeah.
So, but if he stopped the truck and he was telling the children, he said, look out there, see, do you see a stick? See, can't you find something to hit him with. I said, well, why didn't he go? He said he didn't get out the road.
So he didn't?
He didn't get out the road.
Yeah.
So David and Samuel, one of them found a rock, piece of rock, and he hit him, threw that rock and hit him right back his neck.
Yeah.
All right. The snake got, he done got across the road then, over there by a pine tree, but them boys killed him. After they killed him, then the daddy liked to skint the tree, hitting at him and missing him.
Yeah.
Getting, breaking the bark off the tree.
After the boys had killed him.
Yeah. I said, well, he wasn't something. Said, no, Grandma. Daddy wasn't going to kill him.
Right.
See, if us hadn't have been with him, that snake would have been living today.
Yeah.
I said, well, so when he come that night, I was down there to him. I said, buddy, they tell me you found a big rattlesnake today. He said, oh, he was. He was. I said, what did you do about it? You know, David, he's just like the devil. He said, he ain't done nothing about it, Grandma. Say, if it had been left with him, that snake would have been crawling now.
Yeah.
He said, I was going to kill him, but I didn't have nothing to kill him with. I didn't see nothing. David said, I didn't have nothing until I found something, and you ain't hunted nothing. I said, well, he was scared.
Mm-hmm.
I said, wasn't your buddy? He said, hell yes, I was scared. I laughed at him and them children.
Yeah. It's dangerous all right enough, but I generally thought, you know, you take just a handful of dirt and throw them and make them mad, you know, and they'll stop that then. They'll get in the quarry then. That's the best way to stop one. Just grab it up and throw it on him and he just fall all around him and he get mad then and he'll stop. Ready to fight then.
Mm-hmm.
It's dangerous all right now, though.
Do you see many?
Not very many. Mm-hmm. But he's plenty of them up there. But I don't never see them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't prowl out there in them.
Would like to use.
No, man. And he's there up there, though. Once in a way, I see one. Sometimes.
They're everywhere.
Cross a new road, and sometimes.
They've been them all around here.
Just walk up on. I look for them all around there, you know, mm-hmm. place back in the field there, cow pasture. But every one I generally find, he be stretched out, laying just laying there. If you just see him there, he's just like anything dead, you know, just, mm-hmm. he don't be moving, just live laying there.
Resting.
I guess so.
You and Miss Daisy used to live fairly close to each other up there, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am. She mm-hmm. lived, that's, well, of course, when she was living there, I wasn't living there. I lived further back away.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was where
my dad was living there, where I met when she was up there.
You were back over there where there were some snakes.
I don't know.
Well, he wasn't no more back over there where he was. No, was up there.
I imagine you find them everywhere, but
mm-hmm.
back over there where I was then, there's snakes, panthers, everything else. Well, there's over there. Now, you know, that's one thing I used to argue with people, but it wasn't none in there. You know, I used to take my dogs and coon hunt all through that scrub at night, and nothing that bothered me, but way after that, I seen one myself.
A panther?
In the daytime, yes.
Uh-huh.
Jumped across the road. Well, where it was, it was a bad branch of water over there. It gets so full, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and I had, went over there. That is since I've been living there where I'm at now. And went over there and coming back and had the dog with me, and he didn't want to come across that water. And he got to that deep water. He didn't want to swim, you know, and he tried to come. Jumped from one tree to the other, and he's back there hollering. And this thing must have thought the dog was after him, and he run across the road. And I was just about close to him here where my truck's standing out there, and I seen him good. And I had all
have nothing to kill him with.
You know, he just was right across you. Mm. He wasn't in the road a minute. He just jumped across the road.
Mm.
He to wagon road, then you get to that just jump all the way across. It just jump crossing.
Ain't nothing stopped you in that road since a long time. You were going home, and there was a gator across the road.
Yes, it was gator.
Amen.
Well,
and he wouldn't go.
That's right.
And wouldn't couldn't go. Until
I,
he
I was afraid to drive over. I was driving a T-model car, and I was afraid to drive over. You know, I knew if I'd run across his tail or anything, well, he'd have grabbed them tires and told him I was on the way to Gainesville. And that thing kept me there near about a half a day. That road, I didn't have things killing me. And where I couldn't
nothing
turn around.
Killing weird and
I couldn't turn around to go back. It was rough on each side there. Wasn't no way to get back.
Oh, that's back in Miss Daisy's time when she lived up there.
Yes, sir. That's
when I lived at the junction.
Yes,
sir. And he was living back over there on his home. And he was trying to go to Gainesville. And the gator just got across the road.
He was a big one, though. His head was on one side of the road, his tail was on the other side. He was just about a big one that I ever did see.
Yeah.
And he just stated he knew he had me bought off.
No, he didn't know nothing about it.
He must have known it. He stayed there. He kept me there all right, though. And I stayed there, and I got me some loud knots and I chunked him. And look at me, he got mad then. He stood up on his feet, you know. And I just kept on.
If you had tried to run over him, that's what he would have done and opened the bushes you went.
Yes, he'd have tore the old tires off. They weren't so large, small tires. They might own T-model cars, you know. And he'd have tore them off that because big as he was.
Oh?
Yes, he would have caught one of them and tore it all up. And I stayed there, I guess when I left there, I left early that morning. I mean, I left there, it was near about 11 o'clock.
He crawled on off?
Yes, he got on off. As soon as he got out of the road, then I went by him.
Yeah.
I didn't have nothing to kill him. I wouldn't try him with nothing but a gun, because I wouldn't try him. I think the year before last was one right there at the house there where I live in now. I was coming across that little crossing right just before I get up to my house, and he was crossing the road. I had to cross the railroad and started down the hill, and there was the gator. And I had to put on the brakes and stop right there. But I went to the house, says, guess the Lord kill him. But I went to the house and got the gun. I used the shotgun on him.
He had to move him somewhere.
Yeah, he had to get out of the road. And so that's the only way I could get him out. I could shoot him out.
Sure.
Yes.
You know, my girl was so lucky. She used to work down to the trade wind.
Yeah.
You know, she'd go to work about 5 o'clock in the morning. And one day she was going to work in that little pond right below where I used to live under that magnolia tree. She said it was one all the way across that road.
Yeah.
And she run the oven and went on.
Yeah.
I said, child, don't you do that.
No.
I said, it's old Sam, true one. God takes care of babies and fools. I said, he knows you was a fool. I said, that thing could have throwed you over there in that pond.
Yes, it's pretty well pretty dangerous right now, dear. And they're quite scared.
And then after she went on, she got scared.
Yeah, she done run over from there. But it's a wonder he hadn't caught a tire or something about the car. I'd done something to her.
Well, I never heard tell of an alligator eating up a car.
No, he might not eat it, but he'll take up tires and make you buy more tires, man.
you heard of that?
Well, no, sir, I ain't never heard of it, but I have had them catching wagons. Now, just the other side where I live at there, that's when I was living, where I was living, and she's talking about. There's a place across that swamp, just east of right from the house. We used to cross that. We called it the whole log across there. We called it Skidder Road. And one had a nest out there. Well, I was farming back on this side and driving the wagon, two mules to the wagon, and coming across there, and one was in the road. He had a nest out that side of the tree, and he was in the wagon road. Just a little bit of water was in there. And one day, he was in a hurry and didn't have time to wait, and his tail was in the road, and I got the mule saying by him, and the wagon wheel run over his tail. And you know, he didn't do a thing but ran right back and caught right in view, but you see the iron tires, like, oh, seemed like a wagon. I got that house there, but it was a heavier wagon. He caught it, and that wagon pulled him clean up. And everybody would have had in the wagon, I was going to pick beans and start the jump out because when you pull him up, he's up there.
I guess so.
And they all started to jump out and run. But it's a little water was in there, but it wasn't very much water.
As soon as you got off his tail, he'd been on the back.
Well, that time, well, after he caught the wagon wheel, he caught, he whirled around and caught the wheel, because he had his teeth hit the iron or tire, and it brought him up to the top with the wheel turning over, you know, mm-hmm. and brought him up way up like that on the top there. And that's when he dropped off it.
And then he dropped off?
Yes, he dropped off. When he actually dropped off, then he crawled on off then.
Now, Miss David, you know, when you was after Miss, we had that little visit over here, I kept asking Miss Daisy about visiting over there, and
yes.
she said when she visited over there, she didn't know much around there because she couldn't see.
No,
you lived in the woods. She didn't know whether you had any neighbors or not.
Well, that's true.
I was in
New York. I never did go no further than his house.
No.
And I didn't see no more house there.
Well, here's a few, but they was far apart, about half a mile. Now, here's some three or four, about a half mile each other. That's the way it was. Now, you take the puzzlers. These are half mile where I live at. And Turner, the Sam Turner is a white fellow. I guess you've heard of him. He lives further over. He's just about a half mile. It wasn't none real close like that. Of course, mm-hmm. It has been way back when I was a boy, a fixed settlement over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a lot of people lived over there then. They had people enough over there then for school. They had school over there. And they had a kind of small schoolhouse, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the church was right there pretty close. So I remember the time when I was going to school that they had more children in the school would hold and had to use the church for children. There used to be a lot of people back out there in the woods. That's been a long time ago, though. That's when I was born, you know, that wasn't yesterday.
That's for her time?
Yes, it's
yeah,
for her time.
Before
yes.
I come.
Before she comes.
Yes. Yes, she was.
I've been over there at church, though.
She knows where the church was. You know where the church was.
Yeah, I know where the church was.
How far was
but
that?
But I didn't see the schoolhouse.
Yeah, the schoolhouse tore down then.
Mm-hmm.
Then you.
Oh. How far was you from the?
I was about a half mile from there.
Oh, that far.
Half mile where the church was. I lived half a mile west of the church.
This side.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah.
Church is on the east side of where I live.
How often did they have a church there?
Well, they used to have a church there twice a month. Two Sundays out of a month.
Uh-huh.
First and third.
Yeah. What kind of church was it?
Baptist.
You Baptist?
I'm belong to the Methodist, yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, now, you wouldn't just walk over there by yourself, would you?
Walk over where?
To his house, see Miss Annie.
No. I wouldn't walk over there. Every time I went over there, I was riding. I don't expect you'd walk over there by yourself. I don't see you, <anyone. laughs> He didn't walk over there by himself, and he lived over there.
But I wasn't afraid, though, because, you know, I used to coon possum hunt all through there. You know, get up in the night, well, get up about 2 o'clock in the morning, and hunt. Sometimes the dog would tree one out in the swamp. That's the last time I told he wasn't on bears and things out there, but I was wrong. I don't know if there was so many of them at that time or not. Well, back in them times, wasn't as scrubby and thick in the woods as it is now. people burned the woods 7 times out there.
Uh-huh.
And they kept it burned every year, you know, and it didn't get so scrubby. But now, over there now, you can't see nobody. You couldn't see something far from here under the edge of your porch there. It's so thick there now.
Oh.
It got to get into the road before you see it.
Then you could see through the woods.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. You could stand in one place and see it look a half a mile, but it'd be pine trees and things there, but you could see somebody, you know, that far. Back in them times, when they burned it every year, they used to burn it every year.
Yeah.
It's 7 times ago that then. But now, you know, if you put out fire now, they put you in jail.
Oh, yes.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, if they know you put it out, they'll be in jail. I set some, I had a little pastor place on that where I'm living at. Well, a little place, it wasn't my land, it belonged to them, and they let me pastor it. And I burned some, one evening, cows ate some tender grass. And just about the time I got the fire started, you hear people coming. Driving up there.
Oh, really?
They see the smoke. I don't see how they seen it so quick. But I had to secure the fire. It wasn't no danger. You know?
Yeah,
if it had got out and done anything, then they'd have had me then. Because they know that I put that out because they come there before I got away from it. Wasn't nothing for me to tell them, but tell them the truth. Yeah. That's bad.
Well, you been up on these towers?
No, sir.
Well, they can just see everywhere. They got those glasses they look through?
Yes, sir. Because they had one of them things. I guess they still got one up there now. Where is Illinois up yonder, where they office at up yonder, where the Tebdown Field used to be. They had one up there, and I guess it's still there now. That is,
what do they do out there now with the Pfeiffer's place?
Well, they got this office. And keep the machinery out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they got 2-3 houses that people live in there,
mm-hmm.
2 houses, and they keep the machinery. Well,
but they don't work no tin time.
No, no tin time. Mm-hmm.
What kind of machinery?
With bulldozers and things. They got all kind of things to clean up this land with.
Uh-huh.
See, I guess you've been along there, tree making up in Rochelle. That's where you get to that creek there. You been on that lately? Well, they cleared up some land there with bulldozers to the right of the road.
Mm-hmm.
That's their land. And they cleared up some back over here where Marvin Townsville, back in that pasture he got over there. I was over there about a month ago. He carried me out there. We went out there and looked at it.
He said
that's
the Pfeiffer's land between here and Rochelle?
Yes, sir. It runs all down. See, it starts there. At the road go to the bridge, start there. Well, get on the other side of the bridge, a piece up there. Well, it's on both sides of that road.
Yeah.
Then it goes all the way back. There's other people got little lots in there, you know,
mm-hmm.
a little piece of land in there. But his land, he principal owned all the way from there back to the Hawthorne. Other people just got little spots
little
of land
spots.
In there. Yeah.
Well, I've seen that, and they got that stuff stacked up there a mile long.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what they credited with. Well, I guess I better go, because I know she's looking now.
Well, give her my love.
Thank you.
I missed her this morning.
Yeah. Well, I reckon she would have been here this morning, but I told her I wasn't going to be going alone. She said, well, if you come right back here, I won't go.
If this boy doesn't come pretty soon, I'll come over there.
All right, sir. Well, I guess probably he would be the best one, because the way he could handle that dog yesterday, I believe he could catch it.
Well, he can beat me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, sir. Well, I'll be going.
Well, we enjoyed the visit.
Thank you.
You bring me Fanny next time.
I will. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I'll tell
him
about I've been here,
because
I know she's
going to
be wondering where I've been.
Well, you've been so long.
Well, they're fine people, and I know you.
Mm-hmm. They is. They just like the first day I met them.
Is that
they
right?
They haven't made no changes whatever.
Is that right?
I'm always glad to see them, and they're always glad to see me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's, he said he was having some trouble with his mule. You never have seen that mule of his, have you?
Mm-hmm.
Emma. He used to drive her to the wagon.
I've seen him drive it to the wagon.
Uh-huh. He says he couldn't do without that mule. He plows with her.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be better than having a tractor.
That's right. He used to that more so than he is a tractor.
Yeah. And it doesn't take much to keep a mule going. Feed. Doesn't break down like a tractor. But now there's not anybody lives close to them up there. Yeah, there's one house.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
He said the house was about half a mile apart.
Oh?
Back there where he lived.
Uh-huh.
I didn't ask him what did he do with his place back there.
Yes, I wish you'd ask him that.
I was aiming to ask him and I forgot it. Maybe I'll think of it next time.
Well, he must have sold it.
I guess so.
And you knew his mother.
Yes, ma'am.
And his
dad.
Dad. Mm-hmm. I guess they were like he.
Mm-hmm.
Was.
Just as friendly as they could be.
And now, what was her name? His mother's name?
His mother? Phyllis.
Oh, Aunt Phyllis.
Mm-hmm. And his dad was named... Mm-hmm. Wade.
Well, I bet she was a good housekeeper.
Oh, she was. She was just as smart as she could be. His mother was.
Yes, sir.
They raised chickens and hogs and canes. Beans, cucumbers, and things like that they used to.
I guess they had some help on making the cane.
Oh, yes. They were poor folks to help them. Strip it, cut it down, pile it, then haul it to the mill. I used to help them.
Oh.
A little strip cane, pile cane. You see, we women would mostly strip it, and the men's cut it down and stack it.
Stripped the tobacco?
Cane.
Oh, the cane.
Mm-hmm. And
then they would load it on a wagon, haul it to the mill.
Yeah.
Oh,
you see, the mill, see, it ain't no further from Woodard's house. It ain't as far from where he lived now as from here to the road.
No. I've seen it back there.
Oh.
It's still back there.
Yeah. I guess it'll be there, won't it?
Yeah.
Not.
Excuse me.
We used to have lots of gun over there. And I had sometimes to put on a killer syrup late in the evening. Well, then it would be in the night before they could take it off, before it got done. We'd have lots of fun out there.
Doing what?
Drinking up that juice, what they had in
yeah.
squares out.
That cider?
Mm-hmm. No, it was just plain juice. It hadn't got cider yet.
No, but they could have let a batch
Well, they didn't. They cooked all theirs. They didn't make nothing but syrup out of it.
Yeah.
And the skimmings he had holes, well, that was put in a barrel and fed to the hole for slop.
Well, now, when you all was cooking off that batch of syrup, and it'd be all
what
well in the night,
proud
what, all,
of
what, all,
yeah.
What all did you do?
Use.
What did you do?
Yeah.
Well, we just sat around there, done nothing, just kept company. Well, Wade, he cooked the syrup. Him and Woodard, they would cook the syrup. We won't do nothing.
But you all had a big time.
That's right.
Well, I want to know what you did.
Well,
you
laughed
time.
And talked and had fun, that's all.
Yeah.
See, they'd have benches around there to sit on.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You see, we just sit there. Sometimes we'd sit up around there till 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
Just they're talking, having fun.
And
like Mary, good. We just talking, laugh, and have our own fun.
Well, that's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean.
Yes.
Yes. Now that I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to talk about. And tell
did they make syrup?
Yeah.
I tell you something else we used to do and have a lot. We'd pick off peanuts. We used to pick them. Now, they'd have a big old stack of peanuts, and we'd have boxes or something all around that stack. And we'd pick off peanuts. Just a little get together like that and have fun. Well, we'd pick peanuts. Well, then they would give us some. The owner would give us peanuts. We didn't buy them. He didn't sell them.
He just give you a mess to take home with it.
Yeah.
And everybody like
well, that was satisfaction with us.
Yeah.
It wasn't like now, Mr. Marshall. They got to pay him to pick them. And the way they pick some, I wouldn't pick. I'm not able, and I wouldn't try. They plow them up in the field, and then they pick them off in the field.
They right there on the ground?
No, they gonna have to have a basket and pick them peanuts off and put them in that basket. And I don't know what to pay them. Or a basket full.
Yeah.
But they pay them by the crate.
Oh, really? How did y'all do it?
Well, you see, Dora and them used to pick. That's the way I know.
Yeah.
They used to pick them off for Freddy. Mm-hmm. Somebody else, they picked them off all down yonder around Reddick's. And they'd have a crate or something to sit on, mostly a crate that have two. So they say, I ain't never been out there with a thing. They have a pile here, and when they clean up that pile, they move to the next pile.
Out in the field?
Mm-hmm. In the field, right out there in the field. And they got to carry that crate until they get it full. And when they get it full, well, then they leave it and get an empty one.
But they can sit
out. I told them I couldn't do that. I couldn't total a crate of peanuts all that long time up that road. I've got to move the crate, what I'm picking in. Well, I've got to move the one I'm sitting on.
Yeah.
I said, that's too much moving for me.
Yeah. Well, let me see. You can remember better than I can.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me sometime you all was having a big time.
Oh, yeah.
What was you doing?
Now, I'm just to pile them up out there. I could do that.
Up there when you're cooking off your syrup now.
You're
just sitting around there having a good time.
Just what? Sitting around there having a good time. Well, Miss Coleman, she would make coffee sometime. Why, some nights, why she did. She'd make a big pot full of coffee. And we'd have coffee and cake sometime.
You'd eat.
She was a good cook. His mother was a good cook.
That's Aunt Priscilla?
Mm-hmm.
What was her name?
Phyllis.
Phyllis. Mm-hmm. Phyllis. Where did I get Priscilla? Phyllis.
His mother was named Phyllis and his daddy named Wade.
Wade. And that was a pretty good time.
Well, it was a good time to me then. Bending time, what they call good now. This year, what they call good time now, what they can on. I'm careful. I don't see nothing like that.
Because you could cook off that batch of syrup.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, he had his jugs there washed, and they was up on a bench or something like that. They just table. He had a table. They did. But you see, when it got done, he had to wait till it cooled off some. But lots of time, when it got done, if it was very late in the night, well, he just covered it up and left it there till the next morning. He had a big old piece of tin, something like a pot lid. I don't know how he got it round like that. I guess he had it fixed like that to fit the kill.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes when it got done, well, then he'd cover it up with that. So the next morning, when he'd get up, the first thing he'd do is fill up them jugs.
Yeah. Yeah. And go on to bed and
covered up and going to bed. Leave it there. Wasn't nothing going to bother it.
Yeah.
Because it was too hot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, you'd have to grow a little batch of cane for yourself.
Huh.
And then you could take it down there.
Oh,
and
yes.
And cook it for
yes,
you.
Yes, if you had cane. Oh, heap of folks would bring cane there. They used to bring it from Rochelle up down there.
Yeah.
They grew it, but it was mostly family connection.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. They would bring it there.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd sort of worried out ahead of time who was going to bring
mm-hmm.
it.
And see, then Woodard, he was way back over there. He'd hauled his cane over here to his dad's place. And when one gets through, it doesn't take over. And I see Woodard, he grind his juice. When time to cook his syrup, he cooked his own syrup. His daddy cooked his syrup. Woodard cooked his syrup. Well, now I don't know whether they cooked for anybody or not. I don't know whether the folks that would bring theirs there to be cooked. I don't know where they cooked it. They sell.
They had to do it themselves.
Yeah, how it done.
Because it's a right smart trouble.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it takes a right
his
smart.
His work, all right.
Yes.
Wonder if Miss Mary ever took any cane over there.
I don't know.
Oh, she talked about making cane way on up to
her. Oh, I bet she did.
Recent times.
Uh-huh.
And that's the only, she didn't have a place over there where she lives.
Mm-hmm. So she'd have to take it over there.
Mm-hmm.
She used to take it over there. I've heard her tell it. And she'd be there, and while they're there, they'd just go in and eat with Uncle Wade and
mm-hmm.
Miss Phyllis.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
That's right.
And have a big time. You
that's
know, everywhere
right.
she went, she had a big time.
Big time. She made it big.
Now, how did she do that?
I don't know. She is just made like that. She just could do things like that.
Well, how did she do it?
How did she look?
How did
she enjoy it?
Well, no, you know much about that as I do.
Well, I don't know her in her younger days.
Well, she now, just like she was when I know her.
She's not as jolly as she was then.
Huh? Oh, she was, might have been a little bit. No, she's jolly enough now, Mr. Myers.
Is she?
To keep,
Did she have a way to get around?
Miss May?
Uh-huh.
Well, after she married, she did.
Uh-huh.
She had a way.
Buggy?
Horse and buggy?
Seemed to me like they had a car or a truck or something.
Oh,
like
and
that.
She could drive it.
Oh, yes. You know, anybody's lively as married, they can do most anything they want to do.
Yeah.
They just want to see somebody do it.
Yeah.
And then they'll do it themselves.
How you mean?
I just said, anybody that's lively as Miss Mary, they can do most anything they want to do.
Yeah.
And the most of them, they want to do some anything they see you do.
You mean like
what? And they'll do it.
Like what? Like what?
Because they got to try to do it,
yeah.
And they got to do some of it.
Such as? Tell me something she did.
Who?
Miss Mary.
What she did?
Yeah.
Well,
like
all I know she did, she just worked in the field. So.
I mean, like she had to get into it, you said, like that.
How did she get into it?
Yeah.
Well, I said she wanted to do it, and she tried to do it, and she just got into it like that.
Yeah.
It's like driving a car.
Mm-hmm. She was willing to do it, and she wanted to do it.
Like driving a car?
And she tried to do it, drive a car, wagon, anything. She wanted to do it, and she done it.
She can drive a wagon?
Yeah, she could drive a wagon. I believe she could.
You ever see her?
No, I never seen her in a wagon that I can remember. Did
well,
she ever drive
you.
A wagon?
Huh?
Did she ever drive a wagon?
I don't know.
I bet she could if she wanted to.
I believe she could drive. And you know what I believe? She'd go out and catch a horse or a mule or anything and hitch him up to that wagon as good as anybody. I believe she could do it.
Yeah. Well, did Mr. Guthrie put up with that?
He must have did.
You said she could do anything she wanted to do.
That's right. Because she wanted to do it and she tried to do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, as I see it, what we need now is more people like that.
That's just what we need. That's just the way I see. We need folks now that wants to do things and willing to do things.
And like
come inside to ride up and down the road all the time.
Yeah.
And do nothing. Now,
get into them. And she liked to work and do things.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
she told me the other morning, she'd been, I think she said she had them washed and she'd been cleaning up, scrubbed the floor and washing windows and first one thing and another. So I just thought I'd come on over here. Marvelin, come before I get back. He can't say nothing but she gone.
Now that's the way you ought to talk.
Yeah.
That's the way you ought to
yeah.
talk. And just be carefree and
yeah.
happy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is that the way you used to talk?
To me?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know no other way to say it. I'm there. And if he's coming, I don't see what else he could say. Well, she's gone.
That's all you can.
Because he wasn't there when I left.
Yeah.
And he don't know where I'm at.
Yeah.
Oh, he know I ain't there.
Well, you just made it hard on people just like she did.
Hard on them?
Yes.
How?
You'd bait them. You'd bait them. That's why. You'd talk. You talk up to him. I hate thinking about what a hard time granddaddy had all of the time.
Well, think about what kind of time is he having now.
Well, he didn't get away with nothing, did he? Not in them days.
No, sir. He worked and I worked.
Yeah, but you also...
Well, if he was in the field or going somewhere, and I was home and I had to go somewhere, I had to go to the store someplace or another.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't there for me and said, well, I'm going.
Yeah.
So when he come and I ain't there, well, he'd have to say, well, she's gone. She's gone somewhere.
Well, my daddy had an old car, one of those early old, what they call T-models.
Mm-hmm.
I was little, but I can remember going around in the country in those cars. Can you remember those old T-models,
mm-hmm.
those early
mm-hmm.
early cars?
There wasn't many. Oh, there wasn't many where I was.
Yeah, but
just
you said she had, Miss Mary had one of those old cars.
So she did.
I think she said she did. Do you remember
mm-hmm.
it?
Well,
had to crank it up?
Well, it looked to me like she had some kind of old car
uh-huh.
when she first went over there.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Well, Miss Daisy, this nice visit. I enjoyed this.
I do it every time, and she told me, said, well, you can just look forward to every Tuesday. So I'll be looking.
You see, now, when you read the newspaper and read about all the awful things that's happening,
mm-hmm.
and people taking drugs and all like that, you get depressed.
That's right.
And you know, I think whenever you's coming up in this country, and I'd say way on back before that, you know, people that lived in here, they all had a place, like what it said, a half a mile apart.
Mm-hmm.
They had a country place, a
mm-hmm.
house out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Or like you did over yonder, you see. You had a nice old house.
That's
down
right.
That big old
that's
tree,
right.
And all them woods and things back
mm-hmm.
there. Well, you see, that's
I think that's a nice way to live. You should be happy. You're off there to yourself. You can plant your garden. You can raise your chickens. You can raise your hoe. Well, that's entertaining. That's something for you to work at.
Yeah. It's something interesting.
That's right.
I think that's what makes Miss Mary have a good time, because she likes to do these, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
She got those things and
mm-hmm.
likes it.
Now, she's still got chickens over there.
Mm-hmm. She got chickens now?
Oh, yes. And cattle. And got them old horses there. And she gets her a new bull every now and then. And, of course, it ain't like it used to be with all them roads and the traffic and everything going
mm-hmm.
too bad. But it's still, she's still.
I believe, she's happy back there.
Yeah.
I mean, she's happy. I don't care when you see her, she's smiling. She don't never look down.
Yeah.
She don't never look like nothing worried her.
If it does, she sort of laughs about it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you.
I've been expecting Nick, Faye.
He'll drive up in a little while.
And I was thinking about going over there to
yeah.
see about that dog.
Yeah.
But I thought he could do it. He is a dog.
You think
yeah.
he could
he,
do more
he
with it?
Than
you.
Yeah, he'll. Maybe after lunch. Well, I'll run Miss Daisy on back then. It's about lunchtime, unless she'll stay for lunch.
No, I think
she's already here. Yeah, she can just stay lunch.
No, I reckon I better go back. I got something to do.
Got a few little things to do.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't forget your hat.
Mm-hmm. Then, too, it may start raining after a while, and I'll be home.
One thing about it, if you get out there and start working, you'll start sweating.
Well, that'll be all right. All right.
See, I walked clear on in here from the ramp and tramp, 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 and turned off the machine. And got plenty of space left on this Channel 2 over. And that was a remarkable visit. Just a remarkable visit in more ways than one. This is over towards the end, about 820, Channel 2 over. The end of this reel, the end of this tape, the visit of Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 25th of August, 1970, is just a remarkable visit. 2 solid hours, and Miss Daisy didn't make a move to leave, not a move. 2 solid hours. And Woodard came over here in a hurry and didn't bring Miss Annie. Said he'd coming right back, tell me about that dog getting loose. And he stayed, no telling how long. Oh, I've no idea how long he was here. Half an hour or much longer than that. I think longer than that. And that gave us a chance to get into some things Miss Daisy hadn't known about. She remembered all those cases, those alligators and all like that. And we also, we got away from the taboo on Miss Guthrie. It came out in the open, you know, that she was jolly and laughed and she hadn't told any stories on it yet, but she's jolly and laughed. And that's the way things ought to be, she says. This is 8:50. And the end of Channel 2 over, Tuesday the 25th of August, 1970. Tuesday the 25th of August, 1970. All fine talk. All fine talk. Oh, I just opened up the neighborhood. They won't talk to me over at Evanston, but Miss Daisy talks to me, and that's all we need. 8:60 now, Channel 2 over. 8:60 now, Channel 2 over.